Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
You're listening to a man whose work is never done.
In a job like yours, even when it's finished, there's always one more thing to do.
And his job is to make your job easier.
It's a very difficult job, and the only way to get through it is we all work together as a team. And that means you do everything I say.
He's Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thank you very much. Stay with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure. I continue to be with you, and I'm very excited about having our good friend Eva Rosenberg back on the show. This is a big day for us. This is Eva's 15th anniversary as a member of our Brain Trust. In fact, it's today is the day. Eva Rosenberg, ladies and gentlemen, she is the tax mama, the author of Small Business Taxes Made Easy. She is one of the galactic experts on small business taxes and tax planning. And as I say, she is the tax mama. Eva Rosenberg, welcome back to the show.
Well, good morning. 15 years and I'm only 18 years old.
I know. We got you when you were just a baby.
Goodness.
It's good to have you back. Hey, Eva, we got the big date coming up soon.
We do.
Another week or so. We got the April 15th date coming up. And, of course, I'll be filing my extension. We do every year. We just don't get ourselves all worked up about it. We file the extension automatic, and we deal with it, you know, later in the year as it gives us a little more time. I don't mind telling people that. Folks, don't get yourself all into a twist. If you need more time, just file the extension. Eva's going to tell you about how to deal with the money situation in a minute. But what do we got to do between now and the 15th to get ready for that drop-dead date from a standpoint of money that needs to go in different places?
Well, first of all, you're right. The extension is an excellent idea, and pretty much anybody in business should be filing an extension.
I haven't filed on time in 30 years, maybe 35.
Well, it gives you some additional time to do
it. Not because I was being lazy. I just didn't do it.
It's not necessary. You really need some time to sit down with your accountant when they're not rushed, and they can sit down and work some stuff out for you. And there may be some retirement things you can still do for last year all the way through October. So it's
worthwhile. That's an excellent point. That's exactly right.
In the meantime, what do we need? For April 15th, you got a lot of payments coming up.
Yep.
Even if you file an extension, you need to make your estimated tax payment for this year. You need to pay what you expect to owe for last year or as much as possible. And if you're going to put money into an IRA, you need to fund that IRA by April 15th or a Roth IRA. So these are all things that you're going to need to do, plus your state estimated tax payment and your state extension. So you've got at least five different things to pay.
What's the maximum I can put in an IRA?
Well, $5,000 if you're over age, 59 and a half, or is it age 50, you can put in an extra $1,000.
So $6,000 if you're over 50, $6,000, under 50, $5,000?
Right. Yeah. Now, and that's a good question, because the absolute drop-dead deadline for funding that is April 15th. So if your money is limited and you want to take advantage of an IRA for last year, that's the first thing you want to fund, not any of the other stuff.
That's right. Even the tax, even if you have to be a little late with your taxes, they're just going to charge you a little penalty and interest, and that's not as expensive as missing an IRA date.
However, if you owe IRS money from the past and you're thinking that you want to do some kind of an installment agreement or an offer and compromise, then you're not putting money in your IRA,
and
you need to fund the tax for last year, or at the very least, this year's estimated payment.
Yeah.
Because if you're in compliance this year, you can roll last year's taxes and all the other taxes into the installment agreement or offer and compromise.
Okay. All right.
So you need to know the order. It depends on what your strategy is.
And this is where a tax expert helps you, folks. And by the way, I haven't done my own taxes in probably, well, I won't say how long. So it's been a long time and decades. So anyway, I do not want to know how the taxes are calculated I have too many other things to talk about or to think about. So, okay, so what else do we need to do? What else, one or two more things before the 15th?
Well, you certainly want to make sure that you get all of your accounting at least sorted out to a certain point so you have an idea how much your business profits are going to be. And your accounting isn't based on the 1099s other people send.
Right.
You know, grow up, folks. I'm getting a lot of complaints from people who say, well, I didn't get a 1099. What am I supposed to do? You're supposed to do your own accounting. You're
That's
an adult.
Right. Yeah, the 1099 is for the IRS's benefit, not yours.
That's right. It's a tattletale.
That's right. That's exactly right. All right, hold on to that thought. When we come back. What was that? What else are we going to talk about? Real estate. That's right. When we come back, Eva is going to. She's got some really interesting news about how to deal with how to buy real estate, investment real estate, with your IRA. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.